My guest at this time is Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. He joins me today to talk about an effort that he's leading to defund Obamacare. He says it's the best way now, with just a number of months remaining until pretty much full implementation of the plan, for Congress to do something about it and prevent what he considers a major mistake from being fully enacted. And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we know, obviously, given the numbers in the Senate and given the fact that President Obama is still in the White House, that a repeal effort, as has happened a number of times upon Capitol Hill, will not succeed just based on the math up there. Talk about your effort to defund this and why this is a different approach.
This is a different approach. I support repeal, but as you point out, that's not in the cards right now. But what we can do, what I think anyone who opposes Obamacare should do, is fund the government but refuse to fund Obamacare. The American people are overwhelmingly against this bill. They understand that healthcare premiums are going to go up. They're going to get more expensive under Obamacare. They understand that individuals are being treated unfairly relative to big businesses that have been given a one-year exemption, while individuals will still have to comply. So what we're saying is that the president's not following the law, and the American people shouldn't be required to fund this law.
Now, what do you have to actually get passed to do this, or can you just be able to block funding and not allow something to pass? How do you achieve this?
The best way to do it is to start with a funding mechanism, a continuing resolution, passing in the House of Representatives that funds every other function of government at current levels, but just excludes Obamacare funding. And then that would come over to the Senate, and once it became apparent that that was the way to keep the government funded, Harry Reid would have to make a difficult decision. I think it would be hard for him to explain to the American people why he would be willing to shut down the government simply to defend doggedly this very unpopular and unfair law that's going to make health care more expensive in America.
The phrase I keep hearing with this is government shutdown. As you just mentioned, that doesn't necessarily have to happen, but given the political capital spent on the president's health care plan, I'm assuming that most Democrats would probably stand in the gap, or at least try to. What's your sense on how far you and your allies on this are willing to go in terms of whether the government gets shut down?
Well, again, this is not a call for a shutdown. We don't want a shutdown. We don't think we need a shutdown. We want to avoid one. And we also want to not fund Obamacare. And so the effort has got to be to persuade Republicans to stand against Obamacare funding, to say if you're against Obamacare, you need to prove it, not just by voting for the 39th or 40th time to repeal it in the House, knowing that it's going to go nowhere in the Senate, but also by backing that up by saying, I'm not going to provide the Obama administration funding to implement this bill.
What kind of numbers do you have on your side right now?
Well, we've got between 65 and 70 signed up in the House. We've got about a dozen or so in the Senate. Those numbers are constantly moving, and we expect that it will continue to gain momentum.
What type of reaction have you gotten from leadership in either chamber on this? Obviously, they're going to be the ones that have to move this, probably.
Yes, we've got some convincing to do there, but we believe that we're on the side of the people on this one, and we think that once people come to an understanding of what this fight is all about, once they come to an understanding of the fact that Republicans were elected in record numbers to the House and to the Senate in 2010 with a mandate to undo Obamacare, and we've got to defund this now. You know, we've stalled out on doing that, hoping that the Supreme Court would invalidate it. That didn't happen. We stalled out continuing to fund Obamacare, you know, thinking that Mitt Romney would be elected president and stop Obamacare. That didn't happen. So now we're approaching the very last step, the last stop along the Obamacare expressway before we get to that critical date of January 1st. We've got to defund it now.
If this idea advances, my guess is you'll probably get pretty much the same reaction from the president that he outlined today in terms of what he considers Republican opposition to his economic agenda. His general phrase is Republicans are fighting old battles, which he would consider Obamacare to be since it was signed into law over 3 years ago, and phony scandals. He says those are the distractions and the strategy of the GOP. If, in fact, that becomes his argument in this debate, what's your rebuttal?
First of all, as to the so-called phony scandals, ask that to the family members of the victims of what happened in Benghazi. Say that to the people whose rights were violated either by the NSA or by the IRS. With respect to an old fight, This isn't old at all. Obamacare has yet to really kick in. It doesn't kick in until January of 2014. So this is not an old government program. This is not an old fight. This is a new one. This is one that we've got to stop now if we want to save the American people from the unfairness of this selectively implemented law and the unfairness of the higher premiums that this is going to bring about in the healthcare market.
Obviously, you've got a number of allies in the House. You've got a number of allies in the Senate. What's your gut about when the rubber meets the road here, how this is going to shake out?
You know, a lot of that depends on what members of Congress hear from their constituents when they go home this August for the in-state work period. They'll be holding town hall meetings, doing interviews. They'll be hearing from constituents. I predict that particularly for Republicans, when they go home, they're going to hear overwhelmingly from people who really don't want this law to kick in. And they're going to hear that. They're going to understand that people feel they've been treated unfairly because big businesses are being given special carve-outs while individuals are being held to the fire on this, and that's not fair.
What is your argument to those who still like it? You mentioned before about higher premiums. We've obviously seen the employer mandate delay because the administration even admits that that's not ready to go yet. So for those wondering if this fight might be worth it, how bad is it really going to be? What do you tell them?
Well, just look at the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, which has predicted really substantial premium hikes. Some people aren't going to be able to keep their same health insurance, despite the president's promises on this years ago, because a lot of insurance companies are simply going out of the health insurance business rather than try to comply with the uncertainty and unfairness mandated by Obamacare. You also have to look at the fact that a lot of the bill's original supporters, including the Senate author of what became Obamacare, Senator Max Baucus from Montana, a Democratic chairman of the Finance Committee, has described it as a train wreck. A lot of big labor unions and James Hoffa of the Teamsters, big supporters of Obamacare when it was moving through, but they're looking at it now, seeing what it's doing to the cost of health insurance, and they're saying, we don't like this. This is bad. This is not consistent with what we were promised. And so, look, public opinion, public support for Obamacare is fading quickly, including and especially among Democrats.
We're talking with Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. And, Senator, let me ask you about another debate that's been brought up in Congress in the wake of the administration unilaterally delaying the implementation of the employer mandate. You've had the House of Representatives delay both the employer mandate and the individual mandate for a full year, saying it would need to happen together. I know there's a lot of Republicans in the Senate who believe that those should be pushed off and essentially repealed in perpetuity. And others say if you do the 1 year or even several years, you're only helping the administration perpetuate this thing. Where do you come down on what to do with the mandates?
Well, look, I don't want the mandate to kick in. I also don't think that the president ought to be able to unilaterally just amend the legislation in order to have the individual mandate kick in, but not the employer mandate. I do think that regardless of what you do on these issues, you need to defund it. It doesn't change my position on the need to defund, regardless of whether you delay this or that mandate. We still need defunding. It's got to happen.
We talked about the what and the how. What about the when? You mentioned that over the summer recess, constituents will have a chance to really make their voices heard to their lawmakers about this. When will this fight over the funding of the next fiscal year really kick in? When will we finally figure out what happens here?
That'll start back up in September in earnest, once members come back after the August recess. And our current continuing resolution or existing funding mechanism expires on September 30th. So we will have to enact something between now and September 30th. By my count, that's 69 days away. So Americans have 69 days in which to tell their senators and their congressmen, we don't like Obamacare. We wish we could repeal it. Short of repealing it, we want you to fund government but not fund the implementation of Obamacare because it's unfair. It's unfair in the way it's implemented. It's unfair in the fact that it's going to make health premiums become more expensive. And we should move away from it. We don't want the president to shut down the government just because he's so doggedly insistent on forcing this law down the throats of the American people who don't want it.
Well, it's certainly an important debate, especially, as you mentioned, we're only months away from a large portion of this being fully implemented. Senator, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.